know, it's easy to be deceived, isn't it? It's easy. The world is good at it. Satan is good at it. He's the deceiver. Just as Eve was deceived and believed the word of Satan rather than the word of God. We too, people, have that vulnerability in our lives. The world will lie to you about right and wrong. But God won't.
We'd like to say thanks for joining us for the weekly Beechwood Christian Church podcast with Senior Minister Mark Black.
This morning's scripture is from Ephesians chapter 6, 13 and 14. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth, buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
And all God's people say, Amen. All right. Well, we thank the Lord for this day. It's a great day, beautiful day out there, isn't it? Wonderful. Yes, you can walk out, you can breathe the air, and especially if you took your allergy medicines, that's the best. Okay. Well, we're doing a series about putting on the armor of God. So it's not about just knowing about the armor; it's about how do you apply it, and we want to apply the armor of the belt of truth. Now, sometimes we get truth really confused. How many of you watch reality shows? And you might be watching reality shows and you don't even know it's reality. I watch a few of those reality shows and I find it interesting. In fact, now Larry Hoover's not here today, but I went to Larry's house, and I saw his chickens, and they were watching a reality show. And that's probably reality, right? But so many times, the current reality shows, and do you know there's tons of them? Do you know that?
No.
Yes. There are over, I went on TV.com. And there are over 2,100 reality shows on television. 2,100 reality shows. That is a lot. And you don't even realize that you're watching a reality show because you think, how can that be real, right? I mean, there's Survivor, and I watch Survivor, okay, have to admit. Because, you know, I want to survive in case Carol says, you're out of here, you know. Or Lone Survivor, there's that. There's the singer shows, you know, where you sing and you are judged and so on. And so it's reality. And brides. Yeah, there's a show about brides that's a reality show. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. There's even shows about marriage. People who have never seen each other, okay, never saw each other, and they're getting married. Because some people that had psychology degrees and things like that have put them together. Yes, interesting. You can watch reality shows about cakes. You can watch bakers. You can watch pawn shops. You can watch, and you can watch pickers. You can watch hoarders. You can watch families. Yes. I mean, you can watch celebrities. And the reality shows, you name it, they've got a reality show for it, don't they? What's your favorite reality show?
Cleveland Indians.
Cleveland Indians, right. Favorite reality, and they never let you down, do they? Because it's real. You can tell when they lose. That's right. Me either. Go Indians.
That's right.
A reality show. Now, I really have a question, though. Are they real? Or are they staged? Yeah. You know, the first TV game show was a reality show, they said. And it was exposed as fraud. It was 1958. Now, I didn't watch it, okay? But one of the shows was 21. The show 21. And the show 21 found out that it was rigged. There was a guy by the name of Herb Stempel. He was the champion contestant. And in order to boost TV ratings, they fixed a three-time tie between Herb Stempel and Charles Van Doren. Now, he was an English teacher from Columbiana University. And finally, Stempel gave the incorrect answer that he knew, and it was staged. Later, it came out that the answers were given to the contestants. And finally, Congress ended up passing some laws about that. You may not have known that. But even today, I question the reality of the reality shows. Carol kind of, I think at times was like, be quiet and just watch the show. Because I'll watch the Survivor, and all of a sudden, they get in a bind. We're not going to survive. They think they're not going to get help, or they're not going to get off this island. They got to make something to show that they need to get off the island. And I keep asking, ask the cameraman. Tell the cameraman. He looks pretty good. You know? Or how about the man that's flying over in the plane while they're lost and they're taking the picture? You know, I'll say, let him know. Okay? So I really wonder about some of the reality of things. And I wonder about the news. I wonder at times, has it been filtered? I mean, it gets to the point where you can't even tell the truth anymore. Because you'll watch this network and they'll say this. And then you watch this other network and they say that. And you're going, well, what is the truth? Where can I find the truth? In fact, that's my first point. Where do we find truth? Where do we find truth? In John 17:17, in the Good News translation, it put it like this: dedicate them to yourself by means of the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus was praying for his followers. And he said, if you want to find truth, you'll find it right here. So we find that the word is truth. While we also find Deuteronomy 32:4 that God is truth. God is truth. In fact, the King James Version said, he is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. So we find that the word is truth. God is truth. Did you know that the Holy Spirit is truth? Yeah, because the Trinity. You find that in John 14, 16 through 17, it says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. The Spirit of Truth. Wow, we can be surrounded by truth. And of course, Christ is truth. Jesus answered. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now in your bulletin, there's a misprint. One of those John should be John 1, I think 14. Yep, John 1, 14. And it says that the Word became flesh, made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, people, the world is saying, what is truth? They're like Pilate. What is truth? But we can know truth. I said, well, that's your basis. You know, you think it's true. No, it's proved itself time and time again to be true. Time and time again, God's Word has proven itself to be true. Time and time again, God has proven Himself to be true. Time and time again, God's Holy Spirit. Time and time again, Jesus Christ has proven to be true. Now, I base my life on that truth. And the person who says, well, you can't know truth, I want to say, what are you basing that life on? No, you cannot know truth. I said, is that an absolute? Because if you don't believe in absolutes, how can you say that's absolutely true? I believe in absolutes. The Word of God is true. You know, that's why I want to follow Jesus. That's why I know He'll lead me in the right direction. That's why I want a relationship with my Heavenly Father, because He's the God of truth. That's why I want the Holy Spirit in me, because He will lead me into truth. He will help me live out the truth. But listen to the philosophies of the world, and you're going to get in trouble. You know that? The work of the ungodly, number two, the work of the ungodly is to suppress the truth. Stop and think about that. We live in a time of conspiracies. And we're dealing with that with what's going on in our nations. Are they trying to cover this up? Are they trying to cover that up? I mean, we hear it on the news constantly. But the work of the ungodly is to suppress the truth. Romans 1:18 says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Satan doesn't want you to know the truth. He'll suppress it. And the followers of Satan will suppress the truth also. They don't want the truth to be known. And they suppress it by their wickedness. They'll call that which is wrong, right. And they'll say, it's okay. This isn't a sin. But we get our definition of what is right and wrong from God, His Word, His Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. If you learn to love the deeds of evil, you won't want to know the truth. And you won't want to listen to it. The world will be trying to stop the truth through the wickedness. Now, Paul gives a warning. And I find this warning interesting too, because in Colossians 2:8, here's Paul's warning. He says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Now, what is it based on? let's look, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. You see, it's not based on Christ. You know, it's easy to be deceived, isn't it? It's easy. The world is good at it. Satan is good at it. He's the deceiver. Just as Eve was deceived and believed the word of Satan rather than the word of God. We too, people, have that vulnerability in our lives. The world will lie to you about right and wrong. But God won't. It was Mark Twain who said, "When in doubt, tell the truth." It was Bismarck who said, "To fool the world, tell the truth." So, buckle the belt of truth. Put it on you. Use it. This armor is not any good if you don't use it. We must be truthful. We need to read the Word of God. I hope in your reading, we should be at the end of Matthew, and I hope that you've kept up on that. Because the Word of God is important. Stay in the Word of God. Allow God's Holy Spirit to transform your value system and your thinking. He'll do that. As you get into this word, He will then begin to transform your thinking. Follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Live it. Develop that relationship with the Heavenly Father. How beautiful it is. Live a life with the values of truth. It's not enough to know about the belt. You got to use it. And that's why this series is entitled Using the Armor of God. Because we need to put it on and use it. Not just know about all the various things that the armor is. We must practice it. How many of you have known this guy? Anybody know who that is? Any of the old timers? Yes, Charles Lindbergh. And what was so great about him? Anybody know? He crossed the Atlantic in no stop. I mean, one swoop. He crossed the Atlantic. Do you know how old he was when he did it? 25 year old. And they said he was an American hero. Well, you may also know that later on his child was kidnapped and killed. His baby. But he said this. He said, "In my youth, science was more important to me than either man or God. I worshiped science. Its advance had surpassed man's wildest dreams. It took many years for me to discover that science, with all its brilliance, lights only a middle chapter of creation. I saw the aircraft I love destroying the civilization I expected it to save. Now I understand, and get this, that spiritual truth is more essential to a nation than the mortar in its city's walls. For when the actions of a people are undergirded by spiritual truths, there is safety. When spiritual truths are rejected, it's only a matter of time before civilization will collapse. Wow. How truth is so very important in a nation. Please pray for our nation on the National Day of Prayer. We must understand spiritual truths and apply them in our modern life. He went on to say we must draw strength from the almost forgotten virtues of simplicity, humility, contemplation, and prayer. It requires a dedication beyond science, beyond self, but the rewards are great, and it is our only hope. Truth. A belt is important, isn't it? Because everything else might fall apart. How important truth is in the lives of a Christian. How important. Are you wearing the armor of God? Truth? Are you walking with the Lord? Let's stand together. We're going to have a word of prayer. I'm going to ask the group come. And we're going to pray. Let's pray. Father God, as we come to you, we ask, Lord, that you look into our hearts. And where we have sinned, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We recognize that each and every one of us do sin. And we need your forgiveness and we need your help. Lord, I pray that every person here finds their source of truth in you. I pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us and direct us, transform us and change us, and help us as we live this Christian life. Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know you, Father, may they come to know you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending your Son. Lord, we respond to that by repenting of our sins, by believing and confessing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, we respond by dying to self through the waters of baptism, being raised in the likeness of Christ. And Lord, using the armor as we live. We walk with you in the newness of life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. We hope that you will join us for worship at Beechwood Christian Church, located at 12950 Easton Street, Northeast, in Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. Our Bible study begins at 9:30 a.m. Sundays, and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Please join us, and once again, thank you for listening. May God bless you and your family. May we look for the coming of the King. Come, Lord Jesus.